الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this beautiful series, The Blessed Seerah of Beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where we The devotees of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn about the beautiful character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as alhamdulillah, previously we learned about the beautiful character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to learn the devotion and worship which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa taala. Allahu Akbar. Let's learn, if we want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will learn from the characters and the practices of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therein lies our solution if we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. There is no getting away from the following of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to follow the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our worship. So let's learn how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would worship his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, before we dive deep into the topic, let's recite durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, and refresh our iman for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, dear viewers, before we go further into the discussion, stay tuned with Madani channel and watch this episode till the end. And inshallah, we are breaking for a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after which inshallah we'll be back. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. محمد سيد الكونين وفاق عليه محمد سيد الكونين وفاق عليه والفريقين من عرب ومن عدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العنمي.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بال مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها. سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم.
SubhanAllah, welcome back dear viewers. MashaAllah, what a beautiful kalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire our hearts and soul with the kalam and the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more devoted than any human being on this entire planet when it comes to the devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. The fact of the matter is the manner and timing of the worship of all the previous prophets was not diligently recorded. While it is the uniqueness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his companions recorded every action of his in great detail, including the timing and precise manner of every single act of worship that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed throughout his life. Subhanallah, these were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they valued him so much that they would closely observe everything, each and everything the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did and how he prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Let's learn this manner from the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to observe every action of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inshallah adopt it in our lives. Dear viewers, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so devoted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever acts of worship he performed in the private corners of his blessed chamber, even during the night, it was all observed and memorized by the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who then transmitted those secrets of the worship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the entire Ummah, subhanallah. The companions of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also committed to memory every minute of the detail of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's act of worship when they observed Allahu Akbar. His state of standing, meaning standing up in salah, and sitting in salah, meaning qada, and bowing in ruku, and prostrating in sajda, Allahu Akbar, its length, how long the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand, how long would he sit, how long would he make ruku, how long would he make sajda, and in the exact manner that he would do it, you know, and the duration of which, the exact words of his litany, of his du'as and the tasbih that he would read, the surahs that he would recite, Allahu Akbar, and the way he would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his salah, and even his gestures, Allah Allah, even the gestures of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what gestures he would make when he would be in salah, and what state he would be, what state of humility he would be when he was in his salah, and his humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. It was all diligently and precisely retained by the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, they also conveyed Rasulullah's manner of worship to the next generation in a way that not only was this aspect of the prophetic seerah was preserved in the books, but that every single follower of his, including women folk who would remain in their homes, acquired this knowledge of devotion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. This is how the Sahaba sacrificed everything to propagate each and every action, each and every Mubarak Sunnah, each and every characteristic of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam far and wide to the homes of everyone in the world, Allahu Akbar. And it is through their efforts that they transmitted to the generation that came after them, meaning the Tabi'een, and Alhamdulillah, the Tabi'een transmitted it to a later generation, the Tabi Tabi'een, and so on, Alhamdulillah. And this is how it has reached us, the entire Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And when the Sahaba would propagate, they wouldn't only propagate to people they knew, but it was made public, subhanallah. Even the women folk who would remain in their homes, they acquired this knowledge. Even today, every Muslim child in every corner of the world knows exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his acts of worship and is thereby able to emulate them with love and affection. Allahu Akbar. Let's learn about the beautiful salah in the manner the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would offer his salah. Even prior to the announcement of prophethood, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would retreat to the cave of Hira for takhliya, for seclusion, and to engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This would be his sole purpose, to seclude himself, you know, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rest of the creation. And in the divine remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. But this was prior to the revelation. And after the revelation, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also informed regarding the manners of performing salah. And he would practice it with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and it is mentioned in the books of Ahadith. And the five daily salah were later made obligatory, and we, alhamdulillah, as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who went and brought this gift to us, subhanallah? It is none other than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it made us unique as his ummah to have been granted these five times salah, subhanallah. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received this gift of salah in the night of Mi'raj, the five times salah, subhanallah. And the way he would teach his devotees the manners of reciting in salah, and the manner in which the postures of salah are performed, subhanallah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to his companions that read salah like how you see me reading it, subhanallah. This is how devoted he was in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not only his fard salah, but he was totally punctual of his tahajjud salah and the optional prayers. Whilst performing these virtuous and obligatory prayers, as well as the nawafil and the optional prayers, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes recite long surahs, while on other occasions he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite shorter surahs, subhanallah. And it was all documented, subhanallah. There are varying accounts regarding his worship at night. In some reports, dear viewers, it is stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rest for a short period of time after Salatul Isha, and then waking up thereafter to engage in devotional prayers, devotional worship, after which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rest for a short while and then awaken again for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this would continue until the break of dawn, subhanallah. Can you imagine how devoted he was to his creator, Allahu Akbar? And he did it to teach us how we should show our devotion in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Let's gain inspiration from these acts of devotion that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed throughout his entire life. And inshallah, be inspired from his actions, and inshallah, devote ourselves as well in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following into the footsteps of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our lives become Madina, Madina. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, at times he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up the night, Allahu Akbar, engaging himself in devotional worship thereafter until the break of dawn, Allah Akbar. He would dedicate the entire one third of the night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we do that? Let's introspect and follow into the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should devote ourselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At other occasions, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would awake after half the night had elapsed, meaning at midnight. He would wake up at midnight, thereafter spending the remainder of the night in devotional worship, Allah, Allah, subhanallah, meaning half the night would be spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would not return to sleep or rest, all the while reciting longer surahs in salah. Subhanallah. This was the love and devotion our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and set an example for us that this is how we should worship our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform the witr salah with tahajjud salah. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also encourage his family members to observe the tahajjud salah, Allahu Akbar. This should tell us and look into our families, whether we are making our salah and whether we are encouraging our families to make salah and to be punctual in the devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to encourage our family members to devote ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to worship our creator as much as we can. Dear viewers, in the month of Ramadan, especially in its last 10 days and nights, his worship would become even more intense. Staying awake the entire night and waking up his family members to also benefit from the downpour of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this 10 auspicious nights of the month of Ramadan. And generally, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also observe spiritual retreat, meaning he would also observe the sunnah i'tikaf, alhamdulillah, which is the habit of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's carry over this beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make i'tikaf and to truly devote ourselves in the court and in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. Besides salah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also engage in heartfelt supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and invoke to Allah, meaning make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his sajda, subhanallah. And the duas of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most of the time they would be in the favor of his ummah, Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many duas that are recorded that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in the favor of the ummah, such as Rabbi habli ummati. He would always make dua for the forgiveness of his ummah, subhanallah. He made this dua when he was born, and he made this dua throughout his life, Allahu Akbar. This is how he showed his concern for the ummah. And let's, inshallah, as his devoted ummah, pay our gratitude to the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite durood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proud by following into his footsteps and by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, inshallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also repeat the entire Quran with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in the blessed month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam being in the company of Rasulullah sallam and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Quran? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This is the devotion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, in addition to the recitation of the Holy Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also recite various supplications and litanies and would frequently stand the entire night in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, causing his blessed feet to swell. Allahu Akbar. This is how devoted he was in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would stand such a longer period of time that his mubarak feet would swell because of standing continuously. Allahu Akbar. And the state of the fasting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in addition to fasting in the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast during the month of Shaaban close to its entirety, meaning the most of the month of Ramadan he would fast as well. And such would be the case in most of the other months, subhanallah, that he would frequently fast. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam habitually fasted, and the 10th of Muharram, meaning the day of Ashura, the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and 6 days in the month of Shawwal. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to devote in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is by means of salah, whether it is by means of fasting, whether it is by means of charity, whether it is by means of any other action, hajj, umrah, inshallah, any other means that was adopted by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, we should follow into his footsteps and gain closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also observe continuous fast, meaning Sawmi Visal, yet prohibited his ummah to do so. Allahu Akbar. In this instance, it was the uniqueness of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, we can't bear to fast like that, that the way the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, because he was fed by his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the companions would inquire, Ya Rasulullah, you observe these fasts? And he would reply, Who amongst you is like me? Allahu Akbar. I spend my nights in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He sustains me with food and drink. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, now let's look at other arenas of the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give in charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, would spend generously in charity. Subhanallah. What can be said of his benevolence and generosity? Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give away whatever gold, silver, livestock, goods that came into his possession in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not bear any wealth or goods to remain in his home. Subhanallah. This is the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would give with open hands, and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have documented that he would never say no whenever somebody asks for something. Subhanallah. Wah kya judo karam hai, shahe bataha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi, maangne wala tera. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, incidentally, once there was such a charity to be distributed that even after continuously distributing it, a sizable amount still remained. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the entire night in the masjid due to this and later went back to his home only after Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala informed him that all the money had been distributed. Subhanallah. This is how he would love to give in charity, and this is how generous the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, that he would never leave until everything was fully distributed and given in charity to the people, to those who are deserving. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed only one Hajj, famously known as Hajjatul Wada, the farewell pilgrimage, in the year 10 AH, and four Umrahs. And when it comes to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, Allah. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in the zikr of Allah every moment of his life. Subhanallah. This is the character and the uniqueness of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's follow into the footsteps of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remember Allah in whatever state we are in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be constantly engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether standing, sitting, walking, eating, drinking, reclining to sleep, upon awakening, when performing the ritual ablution, when wearing new attire, whilst riding a mount, his transport, and upon entrance into the masjid, upon exiting the masjid, subhanallah, at the time of confrontation with the enemy, at the time of a storm, at the time of rainfall, thunder and lightning, at all times and in all states, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed tongue remained moist by reciting litanies and supplications and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is the character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we need to follow as the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, at times of happiness or grief, at the break of dawn, at sunset, upon hearing the crowing of a rooster, upon hearing the braying of a donkey, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always be found engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the devotion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, we are the devotees of Rasulullah. We are the lovers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, it should be our attitude to follow into his footsteps, even when it comes to the devotion and when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our best, by following into the footsteps of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the best of manners, inshallah azza wa jal. And this, with this mission in mind, we will conclude that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi وصحبي أجمعين وسلم